Good morning, everybody, and a warm, warm welcome to this, our Nativity service. It's lovely to see so many of you here with us this morning, and I'm warning you now, whether you like it or not, you are taking part. But I'll tell you all about that in a little wee minute. There are mince pies to go with the teas and coffees after the service today, so please do come through to the hall afterwards and help demolish the mountain. And I saw the pile of mince pies, there is a mountain of them, so please do come and join us through there. Is Peter here yet? No, he's not arrived yet. There's also a little something for Peter, but we'll deal with that later on in the service, as no doubt he'll hopefully appear. You have an order of service which does have intimations for the coming week, so I'm going to leave you to read that. Also included there is the prayer diary for January. Now, I need to get into character. Just excuse me a second. Are you receiving me? It's planet Earth calling. Let me give you a spin. How do you like my blue oceans and my green lands? God did a good job when he made me way back in the beginning. And that's where today's story, the Christmas story, starts, in the beginning. But first, I'm going to need some help from you. I've got some words and we've got some prompters here. If they want to maybe come out with their prompts, that'd be really helpful. Excellent. So every time during the Nativity, I say the words love or loved, the idea is for you to put your hand on your heart. Oh, okay? And you're going to hold up the card, aren't you, that says love or loved. And that'll just remind you, okay? Okay? And if I say the word listen, you've got to cup your ears. Okay, so listen, cup your ears. If I say friend or friendship, we've got our prompt here. You've got to shake hands with someone sitting next to you, okay? And then if I say big hug, you need to give yourself a big hug. Okay, so we'll have a wee practice of that in a minute. We have a few folk that have arrived already dressed up and ready to take part. And for you guys, you just need to listen carefully and I'll prompt you and tell you when it's time for you to come forward. Are we needing some running repairs? Yeah. Okay. So, are we ready, you two? You ready? Okay. And are you ready? Because you need to pay attention. Okay, right. In the beginning, when my seas sparkled and everything was clean and new, God made Adam and Eve, the first human beings. And I wondered if Alison and Owen might come forward just now and be our Adam and Eve. They didn't know anything about this. It's okay, there are no lines to say, you're fine, but there's some actions. So here we go, we've got an Adam and an Eve, excellent. And didn't God do a great job of his Adam and Eve? Excellent. He gave them minds to know him and hearts to love him and ears to listen to him. Guess how much I love you, said God, all the way around my planet Earth. Well, that's a long way. I should know. In fact, God loved Adam and Eve so much, he made them a beautiful garden. He told them that they could eat the fruit from any tree except one. If you eat the fruit from that tree, you will die, he said. He wanted to keep them safe, you see. So Adam and Eve enjoyed the garden. So you can pretend to be gardeners. Yeah, that's it. God was their best friend. Shake hands. Yeah, right. Excellent. And every day was perfect. But not for long. Somebody wanted to spoil their happiness, and that somebody was God's enemy in the form of a snake. Guess why God wouldn't let you eat that special fruit, hissed this crafty old snake. He knows it will make you as clever as him. Go on, try it. You won't really die. Eve gazed at the fruit. Yep. How scrumptious it looked. How delicious it would taste. How stupendous to become so clever. She took a bite. And so did Adam. How ashamed and miserable they felt. And they tried to hide from God. You'd better leave the garden if you think you know better than me, God told them sadly. Now work will be back-breaking, and when you grow old, you will die. Adam and Eve, you can go and have your seats again. Thank you very much. Oh dear. Yeah. Oh dear, one friendship. Friendship. Yeah. Oh, you're getting into this. Excellent. One friendship was broken. Those human beings spoiled everything when they disobeyed God. Nasty thistles and thorns grew in my lovely soil. And worse still, the children of those human beings started fighting and hurting each other and me. What would become of them? Well, we'll soon find out, but first we're going to sing a Christmas carol. And our carol is O Come All Ye Faithful, which is number 306 in your hymn books. You can have a wee seat. children are now going to lead us in our prayer.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, may we never turn you into some royal guest, some glitzy film actor, but let you always be the God beside the poor.
Oh, come all ye faithful, may we follow you in faith. Let the meaning of the story change us and be ever more like
you. O little town of Bethlehem, I still see you are, yet Bethlehem isn't still. May we find you in all the places. People need peace and hope and justice.
It came upon a midnight clear, but sometimes it isn't clear. We don't fully understand what all this means, so may we live on faith today.
Hark the herald angels sing, yes, may we tell out the news. Proclaim the message of peace on the earth and goodwill to all people. Of the Father's love begotten, may we remember the love that is total commitment. The love that loves us so much, it puts skin and is born among us. In our song, in our celebrating, in our words, in our prayers, may we make this season the season for all. Amen.
Thank you. Anyway, back to our story. So if you get yourselves ready, remember, you're still part of it. So God said, "Don't worry, planet Earth. I have an awesome plan to rescue them. I'm going to send my own son to be born as a tiny baby." I was puzzled too. How would a tiny baby help? God explained, "Two kind people called Mary and Joseph from King David's family will look after them. And when he grows up, he will give the world a big hug." Big hug. Excellent. "From me." God said that so his son would remind the humans to love with all their hearts and to listen to his voice each day. Then they would overflow with his peace. I spun with excitement. I couldn't wait for God's little world saver to be born. Well, I watched and waited for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And still those human beings went astray, just like a flock of lost sheep. But at last, I felt the light touch of an angel's step in Mary's house in Nazareth. I wonder if our Mary might like to come and take her seat. Sit in either of those chairs. That's okay. Just bide your time. He's rather anxious, our Joseph. Anyway, "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel Gabriel said. "Guess how much God loves you. So much he wants you to be the mother of his baby son. Please give him the name Jesus, because that means God saves." Mary was so happy that she burst into song of praise to God. It was music to my ears, I can tell you. But when Joseph heard the incredible news, come on. This is the second time this year that Philip has actually been Joseph, because he sat beautifully along with Mary on the float going down Union Street when the Christmas lights were switched on. They made a beautiful Mary and Joseph. Anyway, so when Joseph heard the incredible news, he shook his head. Could it really be true? And that night, as he tossed and turned in his bed, an angel whispered into his dreams, "Joseph, hear what Mary says. And every word is true. This baby is a gift from God." So Joseph married Mary and took great care of her. We sing again. This time our carol is "O Little Town of Bethlehem," which is number 304 in your hymn books. A Roman soldier marched down the street. "The emperor has announced a census," he shouted. "Everyone must go to their hometown to be counted." So Mary and Joseph set out on a long journey to Bethlehem, because that's where Joseph's family came from. So if you two wouldn't mind going for a wee walk around the church. Oh, you've got to take your donkeys with you as well. You've got two donkeys to keep you company. Now you four... You follow. They're going for a wee wander. They're taking their time. Oh, they're going that way. I'll be back soon. There we go. So if you want to just... Mary, if you just want to pause there, right. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the little town was heaving with all the visitors. It was busy. It was buzzing. In fact, it was bursting at the seams, and there was no room in the inn. Poor Mary and Joseph, where were they going to stay? Innkeeper? We have an innkeeper? Okay. Only God knew that someone kind would say, "I can give you shelter for the night if you don't mind my animals." Okay, yeah, we've got our animals at the front of the stable. And so Jesus was born in that simple place. You come and have your seats again. You can take little baby Jesus in your arms this time. Yeah, you need to give him a cuddle. Anyway, so Mary wrapped the little bundle of love, and laid him in the manger. So you can lay him back in the manger now. Yeah. And I cradled the sleeping baby and began to dream of peace on earth. Have we got any shepherds? We've got a shepherd. Do you want to come and take a wee seat at the front as well? And you've got lots of sheep with you there. In the fields nearby, some shepherds were watching over their sheep and keeping them safe from hungry lions and bears. And have we got some angels? Oh, we've got a host of angels. Look at this. What have we got for the... A cat for the stable. All right, okay, where's the pussycat? Oh, you're going to come and sit over here, you pussycat. Every stable needs a pussycat. Anyway, so, where are we? I'm losing my place in here. So, suddenly, an angel appeared to them, sparkly with heavenly glory, and that angel was light, white, blinkingly bright. And those shepherds were terrified. It was okay because, who's our angel speaking, angels?
"Don't be afraid," said the angel. "Guess how much God loves you. A Saviour who is Christ the Lord has been born for you today in Bethlehem. You will find the baby all wrapped up and lying in a manger."
And then the great choir of angels sang. Say all together, 1, 2, 3.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to the people on earth.
Yeah, I think we'll try that again, because I don't think anybody heard you. You need to move in a little bit closer to the microphone. Yeah, and say it very loudly, okay? So 1, 2, 3.
Glory to the God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Thank you very much. You can go and have your seat again. Now, if we've got all our nativity characters down the front so far, we're going to sing again. This time we're going to sing "Away in a Manger," but what we'd like to happen is for the children to sing the first verse themselves, and then for everybody else to join in verse 2 and verse 3. Okay? So you want to stand up, and Emily will start, or it's Andrew that's playing for you, isn't it? Want to stand up? We'll see. The children will sing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Night yourself. I see you want to come back in. So the curious shepherds hurried into Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the tiny baby lying in the manger. It was just as the angel had said. Then God hung a magnificent star in the eastern sky. It glowed like a bright candle. It was light, it was white, it was eye-blinkingly bright. No wonder some wise men spotted it. Have we got any wise men in here? Oh! We've got three gentlemen just jumped to their feet. If you would like to come and join us at the front as well, you can maybe have a wee over towards that side. Three wise men. Oh, Willie's on his way. Ben's on his way. John's already here. Okay, so look. This is the sign that a great new king has been born, they cried. Let's pack our camel saddlebags with rich gifts and go to worship him. And so at this point, we would like to take the stars. Would they like to go for a wee wander around the church and the wise men follow them? So if you wise men, are you listening? Wise men, the stars are going to lead you for a wee wander around the church. You need to follow them. Okay, so off we go with our stars. Look at all our stars. That's a girl. Right, so you follow your stars. They're on their way back. They're on their way. And those wise men have followed instructions. Yeah. Right, if you'd like to come and just take your seats again. And wise men, if you could take a position over the other side, that would be lovely. How their eyes shone as they followed their guiding stars. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where Jesus was staying. O King of kings, we worship you, they said, as they bowed down and offered him their precious gifts. You can pass your gifts up if you like. Royal gold and sweet-smelling, nose-tickling frankincense and myrrh. Lovely. Nice gifts. You three can go and sit over there now if you like. That'd be fine. Okay. Time for us all to join in again as we sing our next carol, which is Angels from the Realms of Glory, which is 324 in your hymn books.
Thank you.
A lovely scene. But now I couldn't wait for Jesus to grow up and help the humans to love God again and to listen to his voice. And that's just what Jesus did. Then he did something even more wonderful. He lifted every wrong thing that anyone has ever done onto his own broad shoulders and carried them right away. Anyone who's truly sorry will be forgiven. Anyone who wants to can be friends with God forever. So let's this Christmas time celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Saviour. This baby truly is a gift. Now, you might want to put your signs down for a wee bit. Can anybody see any gifts around the church? Can anybody spotted any presents when they came in?
Yeah.
Did you?
Maybe did you see some presents?
So you spotted some presents underneath the tree. Does anybody here like opening presents? You do? Do you like opening presents? Has anybody opened any of their Christmas presents yet? Well, I have to say, last night in the manse, Neil said, "Is there any chocolate in the house?" And I said, "No." And he said, "But what about those presents you've been given over there? There's not some chocolate in there." So do you know what he did? He went and opened one of them so he could have some chocolate. I know. I have to confess, I might just have had one or two myself. Anyway, I think there are some presents down here by the tree. Can I squeeze myself down here so I can... We've got some great big parcels here. My goodness me. Right, I need 4 volunteers. Sarah, come on. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right. So, there are 4 big parcels. So, you get one each. Do you like that one? Who'd like this one? Sarah would like that one. Would you like that one? And you cheer this one. Okay. Right, you can open your parcels. Let everybody see what's there. Open them up. Ah. Is it part present? Oh, balloons. You want to just drop it to the ground? No. Oh. Oh, have you got... Are they all this... Oh. Is it floating out? Oh, you've got a lovely big heart one. So we... Oh. Right, do you want to bring it down here, Sarah? Oh. They shouldn't float away, Willie. You'll be okay. They are weighted. Ah, right. So we've got 4 balloons. And is there anything on the balloons? Is there some tags? I think you'll find tags at the bottom as well as the top. Right, so what do the tags say? What do the tags say? What does one at the bottom say? You need to read the one at the bottom first, the one that's on the weight.
Joy.
Hmm?
Joy.
No, on the other side.
Who can help me?
Who can help me? Oh, sorry. And what does the other tag say?
Mighty God.
Mighty God. Now, what does your one say? What does your bottom one say?
What shall I do?
What shall I do? What's your top one say?
Wonderful Prince.
Wonderful Counselor. And Sarah, what's your bottom one say? Fighting and arguments. That doesn't happen in your house, does it? No, no. What does the top one say?
Prince of Peace.
And what about your one, girls?
I'm frightened.
I'm frightened. And what does that one say? Eternal Father. Where these words might have come from. I, in here somewhere, if I find the page, have a reading from the Bible that shares those words. I can find it over here. And all the way through Advent, we've been listening in church to the words of the prophet Isaiah, words that were always a bit familiar, words we'd heard before. But one of the most famous Isaiah readings that always talks to us about Christmas is from Isaiah chapter 9. If you can listen and hear the words that you've just read on the top cards. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They have lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor. Did somebody have that on their balloon? You had that on your balloon, didn't you? Mighty God. Did somebody have Mighty God on their card? Eternal Father. Did somebody have that on your card? And Prince of Peace was on your card. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on right and justice from now until the end of time. The Lord Almighty is determined to do all this. I don't know about you, but I've really, really enjoyed an Advent being in the book of Isaiah and hearing all these words that were written hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus was born, but all pointing towards what we celebrate at Christmas time. And what better way to celebrate than with balloons? We like a balloon, don't we? Now, if I could ask you to maybe put your balloons over beside the tree for just now, because I have another job for you. We're going to have our offering uplifted, but during the offering, there are another two gift bags there. Can you see them, Sarah? Two gift bags. Can you take them down? And what I would like you all to do, while the offering is going out, in the bag is a little gift for you. For the last couple of years, I've taken part in a thing through my RevGal network where we've all been given a star word, a word written on a star to think about for the whole of the coming year. And so I have got stars in these bags, and there should be a star for absolutely everyone with a word. Now, the words are all different. No two people will be given the same word. You might look at your word and go, I've got no idea why I've been given that word. But stick with it. Put the word somewhere. Maybe pop it in your purse or pop it on the mantelpiece somewhere and see if at some point over the next year that word that you've been given doesn't say something to you. It might just tweak something. You might be given your word actually and instantly you'll go, crikey, that speaks to me right now, that's a word that I can juggle with right now. But so if the boys and girls, while we're uplifting the offering, they'll hand out a star word to each and every one of you, a gift for you to take home. Now bedlam at the front of the church. Let us pray. Lord, for all your good gifts that you share with us, we give you thanks. And as we return our favour by giving you this gift, we ask you to bless it, that the monies received will be used for the upholding of your kingdom, for the work of your church, that your message of hope and peace and joy and love of Christmas may continue to be told here in this place and elsewhere. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. Now, so everybody in the congregation has received a little gift to take home, I hope. If you haven't got one, there are still some. So if you didn't get one, please let it be known and we'll make sure you do get a little star to take home. But apart from Christmas time, when's the other time that we'd like to get gifts? When? A birthday? I wonder if there's someone in church today that has a birthday. He's hiding behind a pillar. And I didn't know he was there because he was hiding behind the pillar and I couldn't see him. But Peter, you're there, aren't you? It's your birthday today. There's a small gift for you there, Peter, but there's also some more gifts through in the church hall, along with a beautiful birthday cake. So we'll be cutting that after church. But I think for just now, we can maybe sing Peter, Happy Birthday. Would that be okay? So if I say one... Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Peter. Happy birthday to you. So if you come through to the hall after for your teas and coffees, as well as a mince pie, you might actually get a bit of birthday cake as well, Peter, because there's a wee cake for you through there too. Sheila's now going to come and lead us in our prayer.
Let us pray together. Loving God, we have simple prayers today, manger prayers, for life and renewal, for hope and promise, for those who do not always feel they belong, who are on the edge of things, hungry, poor, forgotten. Our prayers are for those around the world, your places this year, where amongst all that is fragile, your promise is given, your light is born, your word is spoken. And may we affirm it here, in amongst everything, in the midst of our city and streets and neighbourhoods, keep alive the promise for those who need it most. So our prayers are simple today and are for all who seek solace and compassion, hope and light, our family, our friends, our parish and our world. May we all find in this season the promise alive in the midst of everything. Amen.
There was a deliberate error in the order of service there. Deliberate. So we missed out the first Noel. Is anybody really upset that we missed out the first Noel? No, I'm not getting a sense of that. So we're going to go straight to Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Is that okay, Emily? Yeah. So before we sing our final carol, I just want to wish you all a very happy Christmas when it comes, in case I don't see you over the next few days. We do have 3 more services to go, though. There is a service at 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve, our Christingle service, and if you would like to come along to that and would like to make your own Christingle for during the service, you'd be welcome through in the hall from about 6:30 to make your own Christingle. We'll have lots of oranges and sweets and all the things we need to make Christingles through there. We then have a watch night service starting at 11:30 at night, once you lot are all fast asleep. You'll be all tucked up in your beds, fast asleep. But the grown-ups, we can gather here for a more gentle, quieter service. It starts at 11:30, but if you'd like to come from 11 o'clock onwards, there might be some mulled wine. Then on Christmas morning, as if we've not had enough, we have a short service at 10:30 here in the church, a service of celebration, and you'd be very, very welcome to come along to that. And if by that point you have opened some Christmas presents and you would like to come, I like to know what people get because I'm a wee bit on the nosy side, so you'd be very welcome to bring some of your gifts along to let me see what you maybe got for your Christmas. Oh, and we've not lit our Advent candle, so maybe during this carol I can get one of the children, like, you want to Pippa maybe come and light the candle for us? I'd never noticed we hadn't lit the candle. Okay, so let's stand and sing together our final carol this morning. Hark, the herald angels sing, hymn 323 in your hymn books. Hush now, the waiting is soon, the longing great, the moment near, the promise revealing, the baby quickening, the starlight gathering, but not yet, not yet. Go and whisper the hope of this story into the noise of the world, and come back soon, for the incarnation is near. Go now with the love of God, the peace of Jesus, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, guiding your way this day and always.